Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hello, everyone.
Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an inside and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode number 80, Ocho Zero. How do you say zero in Spanish?
Cinco
Ocho.
Zero. I don't know.
That's 85.
Babblefish.
Anyway, all right, this episode 80 is once again
Ocho
being...
Ocho Cinco.
That was Chad guy, that football player
Cinco
for the
Cinco Ocho is 58.
So, anyway, this episode 80...
Clearly, Spanish is not our strong point.
...is once again being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet. So, big week for us. In the veterinary industry, it is National Veterinary Technician Week. Oh, before I get into that, we have a special guest.
We do have a special guest. We didn't talk about the weather. We always talk about the weather.
Okay, how's
the weather? Raining.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful today.
However, we had a weekend full of rain. Thank you, Hurricane Delta.
Yeah. So that was the 30th named storm, correct? And I think this is about the latest we've ever had a hurricane hit the coast. And yes, we did get, do you know how much rain we got? I think they were predicting about 5.5 inches Saturday and Sunday.
I have no idea how much we actually got. I can tell you that it's a lot because it's still like wet and muddy outside in the grass.
No pumpkin patch visit for the Miller family this past weekend. So hopefully next weekend it'll be a little bit nicer.
Zero.
So. I think it's cero.
Cero.
C-E-R-O.
Okay, we'll have to get Natalie or Jaritza on next week, and they can help us out there. Special guest.
We do have a special guest.
Rhonda, without an H.
She's the
Martin.
Only guest to be
appear
on
twice.
The podcast twice.
I thought it was three times.
No, this is just twice. We tried to do a podcast last week, so for those of you that listen, you know, habitually, we once again had another bye week last week. Dr. Miller was out of town. Rhonda and I were going to try to man the station all by ourselves. However, we ran into some pretty serious technical difficulties.
Okay, but hopefully we got it fixed.
Hopefully, yeah. I think we have a better understanding of the program and how it works now, so that's good.
Okay.
But yeah, so this is technically Rhonda's second time on the show.
And so I don't remember what Rhonda's exact role was the initial time, but she has definitely moved into a full-time marketing social media position with us.
Yep, exactly. So do you remember, Rhonda, what we introduced you as before?
Were you part-time just doing the same thing?
No, like it was actually the exact same position, assistant marketing director.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Do you sign your emails with
A-M-D.
That? No, I say Rhonda Martin.
Oh, cute.
All right. Well, cool. Are the wildfires still in the news?
I do believe they're still in the news. But they have, politics is like overtaking the news, so I don't really think that you're going to see anything else in the news now.
And we're not going to delve into political talks.
Absolutely not. Although SNL is quite funny these days.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
despite which party you're on, to be honest with you. So,
Rhonda, before I forget, mention what we're doing kind of, I guess, this month. We got some new t-shirts printed. We've talked about we have the ability to do our screen printing in-house now.
So we didn't actually talk about that before. We kind of mentioned it and kind of dabbled here and there, but we really didn't go there. So maybe you can...
What's the go for this month? What are we doing? What's kind of the buzz going on? What are you thinking?
The biggest buzz, I think, is the Halloween totes.
Okay.
They say pets are sweeter than candy, and they're a really cute design with candy corn.
It's a true, like, ombre candy corn, right? Like, you were able to do the white, the yellow, and the orange.
Yep, yep.
What's ombre? You're going back to this Spanish thing again, ombre?
No, no H. Oh. No H in ombre.
I think it's just it's a color pattern where you have, like, colors that
like
fade into other colors.
Faded or,
yes.
I was going to say, bleeded or bled.
Bleeded. Yeah, they bleeded into the other colors.
Well, that was appropriate the way you said it there, but anyway. So, yeah, those are really cool. Y'all have some tan canvas bags that
yep.
you and Jen had designed and made. And those say...
You had me at Woof and you had me at Meow.
So.
And so those are actually going to be part of our puppy packs and our kitten packs.
Yep.
Is that right?
Every
boxes.
New kitten and puppy gets a bag for free in their puppy box or kitten box.
Yeah, so that's going really well. Y'all have been doing that for 9, 10, going on 12 months.
I feel like we started it in January, but it might have been a little bit later.
So if you're new to the practice, and typically it can be with any animal, but we have a hard time identifying those clients and their pets. But if you come in with a new puppy or kitten, then you will receive a very nice gift in the mail, a nice box of assorted things. Some GBA garb wear,
pretty
we
much.
Call it.
Yep.
And some treats, some information. Mm-hmm. Y'all are still doing customized cups.
So, no. We have a halt on the cups just because it's kind of a gray area as well if we should put a bag or a cup in there.
Because you're not trying to overwhelm the client with, like, GVA merch.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, specifically. Merch. But yeah. Or you're trying to, obviously, engage with them, give mm-hmm. them some things to somewhat rep our brand.
Yeah, exactly.
If you will.
Make them feel welcomed and appreciated for letting us care for their pet.
Yeah, so the cups, to your point, they were very personalized, right? Like, they had mm-hmm. the pet name on them. The mm-hmm. bags do not, correct?
No, they just say it's basically specific to which pet you have, whether it's a dog or a cat, yeah.
Okay. Pretty cool. Have you seen any feedback on social media with clients that have received those boxes?
Not yet, but I think we were considering putting back in the feedback little tag things.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's always a good idea.
Just to see with the new bags if people are liking that more than cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
I did talk to my contact, nephew Vance, in Lubbock, Texas, this past weekend about some caps. And so I've got some ideas there that I want to share with all of y'all, and we'll get a few printed and see.
Okay.
Not printed, embroidered, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
there.
So what he does is very different than what we're doing here on site, or what Rhonda and Jen are doing with that piece of equipment that we purchased, right? So we're doing screen printing, which, Rhonda, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's essentially like ink that you're running back and forth and then curing to a piece of fabric.
Yes.
Okay.
And Vance does a lot of embroidery. I went to his shop. He's got a nice new shop. And he's got a really impressive machine. It's kind of like the Fast Track. Is that the name of the guy in Swanee?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He used. I feel like I went in and saw his machine. This is very similar, but sleeker. And he can do, you know, shirts, button-up shirts or caps. And his big thing was koozies. Koozies are inexpensive.
Yeah.
You can mm-hmm. drop them. You can leave them somewhere. Someone will pick it up and use it. So,
yeah. That's interesting that he embroiders a koozie. I don't think I've ever seen an embroidered koozie. No.
And they're not expensive. So we'll maybe price some of those out as well.
Yeah. So I will tell you that, to his point, koozies are inexpensive. You can pick one up. You can drop it. You can leave it. Someone else is going to pick it up. And that's very true. But if you have a really nice koozie, you're going to try to keep it.
Yeah.
You're going to try to... I personally have one in my purse. So, like, unfortunately, in the days of COVID, we're not really able to do much festivaling this year. But, you know, last year, my family and I would go to, like, the festivals. They would allow you...
the fall festivals. The fall,
yeah.
And, mm-hmm.
and so during
tastings.
Those times, they would allow you, you know, to walk around with a can of drink or whatever. And so I actually carried a koozie around in my purse. So... koozies are actually a really great idea.
Okay, well, let me finish my shout out to Vance. His business is VTM. Vance, I don't know what his middle name is, but McCabe.
Tyler, I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll just guess.
Theodore or Tyler?
Theodore seems more.
Vance, Theodore, he's going to kill me if he hears this. Theodore McCabe, VTM Graphics in Lubbock, Texas. He does put out an awesome product.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
Okay. Now, can we talk about Veterinary Technician Week?
Yes, let's talk about Vet Tech Week.
So, what are your thoughts, Angel? Why? What does it mean? And what do we, for GVA, what do we kind of twist it to mean? And what's the whole purpose? Are technicians important? Are our employees important?
As a registered veterinary technician, I'm super excited that you mentioned that. What do we twist it to mean? Because the real thought of Veterinary Technician Week in my mind is to appreciate those credentialed technicians, and then also to appreciate them, but really to let the social, like the society, know that they exist and what they do. So it's not so much like a thank you for all the things that you do, but it's more like thank you for everything that you do. Hey world, did you know that these people exist in all the things that they do in their practice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree, because I feel like we appreciate our staff on a routine basis. Like, the first thing when I hit the door this morning, Dritz is like, hey, we get Starbucks this week? I'm like, well, you had it last week. What do you mean? But
so that's actually really funny, because that's going to be a point of conversation for me as well. So Rhonda and I had lunch together today, and after lunch, we brought back snacks for the whole staff. We brought back a variety of ice cream bars. And so one of the things that I told her is, I was like, I kind of feel like the staff specifically at Russell Ridge, but honestly, all of our staff, because we treat them so well, don't necessarily know the difference when it's tech week or when it's just any other week here at GVA. Because, I mean...
But you can make that into a bad thing, but it's not necessarily bad.
It's not at all a bad thing. Because I think what my point is that we appreciate them so much. The bad thing would be that they don't see the appreciation as appreciation because they're so appreciated.
It's not as special.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not a holiday.
Exactly. Whereas, like... You know, if you worked in a practice and the practice center never even looked at you except for on this week, you would feel very acknowledged and very appreciated. Whereas I think for our group, and Rhonda, you can speak up if you feel differently, but they're made to feel appreciated a lot of the times.
But it's easier here at Russell Ridge because we're here every day and we can bring things in, we can have conversation. A little more difficult at our other three locations because we're not there. We can send them food, we can send them things. But we still don't get that connection. But do know at those other locations that, yeah, we do appreciate you. It's just it's hard to get around. And, yeah, you know, we're all working at our jobs and trying to cheerlead each other in many forms and fashions. So
you mentioned, like, what the twist is. And so the twist is, for Tech Week, it's staff week. It is not, we don't just idealize our technicians. We kind of appreciate our entire staff, from top to bottom, doctors to our pet care staff. Everyone is essentially appreciated equally. During this time, we usually do small gifts for the technicians, just as an added, like, it's technically your week extra thing.
Right.
One interesting fact that not a lot of people know, Dr. Miller, do you know what Friday is?
No.
The date is October 16th. No. Rhonda, do you know what Friday is?
I feel like slightly, but not fully.
Okay, so the answer's no. So what I find interesting is that it happens every year.
It's Bosses Day.
It is Bosses Day. At the last day of Tech Week, it's Bosses Day. So it's like, I'm going to give all my staff everything, and then, like, bam, Bosses Day happens.
Not that I'm begging for gifts or doting on, but do you know how many Bosses Day gifts I've gotten in the entire history of GVA and Russell Ridge?
Well, I can tell you a couple.
Tell them.
Well, which ones do you know?
I know two. One is that...
You bring that thing up all the time.
That clock thing that was like a trophy award that I got given. And another was an adult beverage, a very nice bottle of an adult
You're
beverage.
Lying.
Oh, wait. But
we bought
two years ago, I got my very own Nike shoes. That's true.
Yeah.
We bought you your very favorite
pair
of shoes.
So I'm expecting something big this year.
Okay, well.
No pressure. Now that you brought that up.
We'll have to go find something.
That is kind of crazy that...
I think it's interesting.
But that's just, it's not like National Veterinary Bosses Day. It's just
Not at all. So it's interesting. So as we have talked about before on this podcast, we are a part of a larger group of veterinary practices with VMG. And so the VMG managers meet. And we had a meeting late last month. And a lot of the other managers were talking about, like, you know, what are you going to do for your staff? This and that and the other. I don't know where I was going with all of that, but, like, we talk about it a lot, and nobody once mentioned, like, what are we going to do for the bosses?
That's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but they did actually say that they break out, so, like, there's a secretary day, I guess, in April, and so one of the practices said, yeah, that they don't really acknowledge their CSRs during tech week, which I think is interesting. It's like an entire week versus one day.
Well, speaking back to Bosses Day and Tech Day and Practice Manager Day and whatever, we all can say that, oh, we don't need that feedback, or, oh, that's not important to me, or, oh, it's no big deal.
But everyone
likes a little bit of appreciation in some form or fashion. I would say that many people in leadership positions do not need as much as frequently. but it is still always appreciated.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's something for everybody to keep in mind.
So one interesting thing, Rhonda, and you can definitely speak on this, is that we talked about Bosses Day, Tech Week, Reception Day. You're doing our social media. What is today's day? Is there anything special today?
It's my brother Chris's birthday, and it's Columbus Day.
It is Columbus Day, but...
You were supposed to know this. Like,
nobody celebrates that.
Okay, it's...
I do.
It's a very big holiday in the States.
But nobody, like...
The banks
I thought
do.
So as well, but, like, nobody's closed. Schools are still going.
The banks are closed. Is the post office open? The post office
yeah.
is open.
It's open, yeah.
At least the lobby is.
And I explained this to someone recently. I feel like it's a very big retail holiday. Like, a lot of retail stores will say that they have a Columbus Day sale.
Friday is also Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, it is. That whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't every day Prime Day? I don't understand that either.
Yeah, Dr. Hines was like just giggling this morning, and she was so excited. She was going to spend all day, and then she realized she has a kid and she can't spend all day shopping. So
online?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun at all. I'm sorry.
No. Well, she's a millennial.
Yes, we've talked about that. But with social media, you do find that there is a day for... Every day is a day for something.
Every day is a day for something, whether it's National Gray Wall Day or...
Yeah.
All of the
Bring
above.
Bring your cat to work, blow bubbles, take a bubble bath. Yep. Yeah, it's every day. Kind of like there's a holiday for everything. One of my family's favorites, I'm trying to remember, is Toasted Marshmallow Day.
I
have never heard of that.
Know that one.
Yeah, and I think it was probably like 45 days ago or so, National Toasted Marshmallow Day.
Did you guys roast or toast marshmallows? Is there a difference in a roasted or a toasted
absolutely
one?
Absolutely there is.
Really? Didn't
I couldn't
know
tell
that.
What it is. But
is it like an open flame versus like a electronic flame?
Roasted, toasted, I don't know. Anyway, that's a big holiday in our family.
That's crazy.
So, meanwhile, back to veterinary medicine.
Well, the stories I pulled aren't really veterinary medicine related.
So I pulled some as well, and it's the same old thing. It's a cat in Opelika, Alabama, which is right outside of where the University of Auburn is, tested positive. A dead cat was found, I guess, on the side of the road and tested positive for coronavirus, but is not believed to have been killed by coronavirus. So same thing we've been talking about for...
Yeah, so those universities are going to figure it out, I do believe. I think, but there are some studies that I saw, and I am not going to quote them at all because I barely skimmed them, but I saw it in like the VSG Fountain report. You know, more and more domestic animals are being found with SARS-CoV-2. However, none of them are symptomatic.
So I guess
they're not really carriers.
Yeah,
they don't really know how to classify them.
Right. We still, to the best of our ability, don't think that they can transmit COVID mm-hmm. back to people.
Right.
Although in the mink population, so Wisconsin, you sent me a story a few days ago, mm-hmm. hotspot, and this is the fourth or fifth time I've read about a mink farm having infected mink die of COVID-19, and they think that's real.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So I don't understand the species difference, but...
I don't either, but I think all those girls out there with their fake lashes better be careful.
Are they made out of mink fur? Mm-hmm.
They sure are.
They are.
Oh, wow.
It's actually kind of a sad situation.
Okay, we don't... Let's leave... That's getting political. Mink fur, mink coat, mink eyelashes.
You don't
mink
think...
Mink farms.
You think that's political when you, like, pluck hair and make
mink
eyelashes?
Mink farms are a very... Yes.
I don't know that political, but controversial, maybe.
Okay. Same difference to me.
Okay. Anyways, so what other stories did you find?
Talking about the burned wildlife out on the West Coast. One story, which is kind of a no-brainer, don't leave your pets behind if a hurricane's hitting your place.
Yeah.
So remember last year, all the Houston... Not all, but the media sensationalized the dogs in Houston, Texas with all the flooding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I probably saw three stories maybe that dogs were having to be rescued. But, you know, I mean, that's three too many, I guess. So I get it. But
but for a lot of people, and this is where like the media doesn't really get it. If it's you or your child or your dog, I think a lot of people, unfortunately, are going to decide to leave behind their pet over their child. And people,
what do you mean, unfortunately?
I mean,
like, would you leave your child behind?
They ridicule the populations, like, oh, they left all these dogs out there. But it's like, if I have two arms and three kids and a dog, and I have to, like, carry all these things out of my house. You just said,
unfortunately, most people would leave their dog behind before they left their kid behind.
I mean, being a non-mother, but a mom dog.
A dog mom.
I would definitely choose my dog, I have to say.
Yeah, wow. But I didn't mean unfortunately for the children. I meant unfortunately for the news stories. So. Because, again, I didn't mean it the way you're taking it. Yeah. I meant it more like, unfortunately, people are picking their kids over their dogs. And the news is, like, making it out to be, like, people are
making fun,
intentional.
I'm just going to recommend,
I think I'm all jumbled.
If either of you ever have a child, please do not leave them in a hot car or behind in a hurricane. You will get into deep doo-doo if you do that.
Yes, true.
So that's the only stories I've found. And again, not very exciting. Nothing really new. Other than the only other story was for people who smoke marijuana to not be careless with it around their pets. And we have seen that here in the practice multiple times over the years.
So, you know what's interesting is we haven't seen anything about that in, like, studies in states that it's legalized. So, marijuana is still illegal here in Georgia. There is no medical or medicinal use for it, as far as I know, that's passed any laws. And so, we do see dogs with marijuana toxicity. But I wonder if people do see it more in those states where it is legal. Do you know?
I think probably. I don't know. I've never seen
a study. But people aren't afraid to admit it. Whereas here, we're like, oh yeah, my neighbor must have gave something to my dog.
Yeah, you're like, your dog is stoned. Just would you please admit that that's what's going on so we can, you know, fix it.
Right, yeah.
So, anyway, you dug up a couple you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so
one of the ladies from American Humane, which those awards are going on.
That's what I was going to say.
It actually
in a year happened. So, for me, it happened. I don't know if the awards are... They were October 5th for me last year, so I don't know if they were the same dates.
This week, I got the brochure because we contributed to the fund last year when we were on site.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, do you remember what day of the week it was?
A Friday.
Okay.
I thought and it was a Saturday.
And then it airs like 3 months later.
Yes.
But it is definitely within the next 2 weeks that they're having the event.
I thought they had the event. Hilton. I don't know. Anyways, I thought they had the event. I was going to mention it because a lot of my Facebook feeds have been bringing things back up from when we were in Beverly Hills.
I'm surprised they're having the event.
You know, I don't know how the event is, like if they limited people, but as far as I understand, they are having it. I don't know if they're going to make people wear masks and that
probably
kind of thing. Because especially California, they're very strict
they're
on
very,
it right
now. Very strict about it. So.
So last year, it was on October the 5th. And then y'all just keep talking and I'll find out when it is this year or was.
Maybe only the really, really famous people are going to get to go this year.
I got an invitation.
Yeah, I think I think it was totally
wow,
open.
She says, oh.
I think it was open to the public, I guess.
General
I'll
population.
Say. Yeah, I will say public. But as far as I understand, because I saw, you know, the Hallmark specials, I saw all of that kind of come through because I did start following American Humane on Instagram and Facebook as well last year. That award was super interesting in the sense that it got me personally recognized in the industry, especially because, Dr. Miller, you remember I wrote that article for, I guess, about
Not
myself.
A month or two ago, yeah.
But for the NAVC Today's Veterinary Nurse column. So super interesting.
Yeah.
October 19th is this year's event.
That's weird.
And
that's
Monday. I don't know if that's live, but it just says join us.
That's
As
on
we
Monday.
All remain isolated during these strange, unprecedented times, we can still come together to celebrate. So it's going to be...
Wow, is it going to be digital?
A Zoom or... Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder
weird.
If the ticket's still like $700.
Probably.
They do have to raise money.
So anyway...
That was a very interesting once-in-a-lifetime deal, I think, probably for all of us.
Definitely.
So, for those that are listening that don't know, Rhonda did come, and she was in attendance there, as well as my fiancé, Lance. And so, for the four of us, it was a very interesting experience, at least for me.
For me, too.
Wardrobe malfunction, can
yeah.
you say?
Yes. So anyway, did you talk about the Kristen Bell story or
I
not?
I didn't.
Because she was in attendance last year.
Was she?
Was she not?
I don't think so.
I don't remember her being in attendance.
Kristen Bell is... she a little short, blonde-headed?
No, Kristen Bell, isn't she Twilight?
No.
Okay.
Kristen Bell is a little bitty short, blonde girl.
She was, yes.
I don't think she was there.
Y'all keep talking. I'm gonna Google it.
You're gonna Google it. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about my Jennifer Aniston story then.
Okay.
So
famous pups in the news.
Yeah, famous pups in the news. So I feel like let me read
everyone's
from,
getting a puppy right now for clout, as the young people say.
Is that what it's called? Clout?
Yes.
Oh, she is different.
Clout makes you like more prestigious or like acknowledged. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Another young person word is it gets you hype.
Hype.
So hype from the public.
When I was making my notes, I said that once again, pets are more than just pets. In this instance, they're a PR move. So
highly.
Public relations and that kind of thing. So we'll catch everybody up. So the first story that I had was a happy story. Jennifer Aniston posted on Instagram that she had adopted a new puppy. She actually had this super cute video of her new puppy like falling asleep with a toy, a chew toy in his mouth. And so my comments were like most other people during COVID times, Jennifer Aniston adopted a new puppy. She named him Lord Chesterfield.
Wow.
And she made a social media appearance for him. And in fact, it turned Jennifer Aniston in the spotlight. So if you Google her right now, it's her and the dog, and it's just, it's in your face. So to your point, a young people word hype. To me, it's more of like a public relations move.
Yeah, which is what it is, basically.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston has been known to rescue dogs. She has a couple of other dogs. She is active on social media. She voted, and so she actually took a picture with her dog and put the I voted sticker on the dog's head and was like, oh, look, every vote counts, encouraging those who wouldn't vote to vote. But it's interesting, again, we mentioned this a lot, like the, you know, the plumber ads here in Atlanta that have dogs on the billboards. Everybody uses pets for their marketing. It's such an interesting concept because it strikes that instant emotion
in
people.
It's a big anchor. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So Kristen Bell is not who was there. The little chatty, patty, small, blonde-headed. I thought her name was Kristen.
Oh, I know who he's talking about.
I mean, she's like, does not shut up.
The one that like messed up four times and had to like have them record it.
Oh, she's the mom on Gold. No, not the mom on Goldbergs.
She's the mom on something.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like the annoying mom.
She was wearing the blue dress.
And she had glasses on, right?
No, she didn't have glasses on. I don't know. I will figure out who she was. So anyways, the story about Kristen Bell is not so happy. It's actually kind of sad. So Kristen Bell also posted on Instagram and social media that her dog, her rescue dog Barbara, that they've had for 2 years, fell ill and has actually become septic and was, I believe, euthanized based on, you know, kind of putting two and two together. So Dr. Miller, I really wanted to kind of talk about this. The comments on social media say that she fell ill with Giardia.
Yeah.
And went septic, and then she was not able to return. So Giardia, for me, like, I wouldn't think that it's a life-threatening infection.
It's usually not. So I feel like we've talked about this before on the podcast.
We've talked about how, like, typically
like
when
people will get Giardia by going to the mountains and drinking the stream water that's contaminated by wildlife, bear.
We've talked about leptospirosis, and we've also talked about how when famous people put their dogs out there, they're like, oh, randomly they died. And so I think it's very interesting that they actually put a veterinary diagnosis out here that the dog was diagnosed with Giardia.
So my opinion, is Giardia can be very severe, but usually not life-threatening. And I think we typically see Giardia lambii, I think is the strain we see here. But it will cause an enteritis or a colitis, so a diarrhea, and gas and stomach pains.
Mm-hmm.
But some people would say if you have an asymptomatic dog test positive for Giardia, either by seeing the, I'm going to say eggs, but they're really trophozoites, or if we did an antigen test and they were ELISA positive, some people would say don't even treat them.
Interesting.
Which I would not be one of those people, but there is that school of thought. So I don't know. I mean, Giardia definitely can be a cause of chronic diarrhea and maybe some chronic weight loss, kind of like whipworms, but I've never, knock on wood, known a dog to die of that. I wonder if it's kind of like Corona, right? So I had a conversation with a colleague last week who said that his mother-in-law died of coronavirus. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. And I know, you know, that's hard and our plans are changed. And then I kind of came back and I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, I mean, was it really just coronavirus only or what was going on? And he said, oh, no. Well, she was 82 years old. She was a chronic smoker. She had emphysema. Mm. She waited a week or two before going to the hospital and then she passed away.
Oh, no.
So I do.
So to your point, I mean, I guess, so there's always a lot that you don't know, but when people put things out in the media like this, and I didn't look at to see how many followers Kristen Bell has, but I'm assuming it's probably in the millions. No, I hope not either, but I'm assuming her followers are somewhere in the millions in the sense that her
14 million
followers, but and now she basically put it out there that her dog has died of Giardia. So it's a little bit of a misconception. Granted, we don't know everything that went on.
Correct.
Did the dog have diarrhea for some time? And again, the dog was adopted and they had the dog for 2 years. So did it have chronic diarrhea? Did it have a lot of these issues? Were they working them up? Or did the dog truly, was it diagnosed with Giardia and like a perforated bowel and then it went septic and something like that? So is Giardia, to your point, the diagnosis that sticks out? It's like the one word that she could post socially without putting the entire story of the dog out on
probably
social media?
Probably. I'm sure it gives her closure. Like, oh, my poor dog died of this disease, which, I mean, we all would want that. So
I just thought it was interesting. I think it's something to talk about. Typically, we can treat, right? So there's no FDA-approved treatments, but we typically use dewormers like fenbendazole, and metronidazole.
Metronidazole,
And usually a combination of those two things can help treat the symptoms. And then you would just essentially retest, right? As long as you're not seeing the oocyst or the cyst in the stool, you should be cleared of the infection.
Yes.
Which they're pretty difficult to find. True.
They are. Yeah.
So possibly in this dog's case, maybe it did have a history of things, but it wasn't.
But again, did it go to daycare? We don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of things for sure.
But yes, take all of your information in this world with a grain of salt.
Absolutely.
Form your own opinion, whether you're watching a political ad. Yesterday with the football games, it was left versus right, and it was just like in your face. And if you just believe whatever you're told, you're probably going to be more confused than I am. So it's crazy. So let's finish up. I have to go move my truck to let all of our employees out of the back parking lot since we have a parking lot problem.
That's getting resolved, hopefully, right?
Yes.
All right, guys. Check in next week as we discuss more in the news and in our industry. Follow us on Instagram at People, Pets, and Vets. Follow all of our clinics on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then don't forget to check out our blogs on our website at mygavet.com. And remember, without people, pets are simply animals.
Bye, guys.
Bye.